7-9.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Doesn't he got a great voice? He got a great voice. Great radio voice.
And the best for the Sons of Liberty.
William Booth said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell. Can we say true that? I concur.
True that?
By the way, this was said over 100 years ago. I'll say it again. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, said this. Not what you see today with the Salvation Army. We high-five William and Catherine Booth big time for the original heart and the fight and the fire that them two had.
Was it blood and fire or fire
blood
and blood? Right on the money. He said it best.
Wow.
That was good. That was a wowing statement.
William Booth said this. I consider that the chief dangers of America which confront the coming century, our century, will be religion without the Holy Ghost, the American church, Christianity without Christ, now they call it legalism, forgiveness without repentance. Why should they repent? Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is nowhere in the Bible. Salvation without regeneration. False grace, using the grace of God as a cover-up rather than an empowerment to change into the image and likeness of the Son of God. Politics without God, hello. They have accepted the ACLU rather than who we are as a people. And heaven without hell, can you say the emergent church? What's happening? Folks want to know what's going on. You know, last week at church on Thursday, which, by the way, folks, we are opening it up locally. You'll hear a commercial coming up, so stay tuned for that. I said, do you realize that we have the answers? America, we have the answers. President Buchanan was right when he said there's nothing stable but heaven in the Constitution. Okay, heaven, how do we understand what's going on in heaven? Because he's given us his word called the Bible. And the Constitution, we have it right in front of our face. We have it plastered all over our walls in public buildings. And, by the way, in a lot of public schools.
Yep.
Praise God for that. People just need to stop and read.
Yep.
Okay? People want to know what's the problem. I want to tell you, the Sons of Liberty have the answer for you. And we brought this up on Thursday because Christians aren't called to give you the answer. They're called to give you the problem. So I'm going to show you the problem, again, as we usually do, and I'm going to give you the answer at the very end. And it's easier than you might think. It really is. Last week I read this letter, speaking of politics without God. I want you to listen to the voice that the American people have submitted themselves unto. Listen to it carefully. Let me get this straight. We're going to be gifted with a health care plan we are forced to purchase.
That's a gift.
Oh, yeah. And fined if we don't.
That's some
isn't
gift.
That like something called extortion or something? Like? Sure. Isn't that how the mob runs their organizations?
Yeah. Mob with ties. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. which purportedly covers at least 10 million more people without adding a single new doctor, but provides for 16,000 new IRS agents.
Oh.
No more doctors. We need more IRS agents. That's going to make everybody healthier.
There's no question about it. This guy really loves us.
It makes a lot of sense.
He has our best.
We really should have went to Harvard. We'd understand all this better.
I think. And I don't think, I mean, here's the thing, too, is I don't think the guy goes to sleep at night unless he knows that he has America, our best interests in mind.
George calls and says, "You can go to sleep tonight, Obama."
Yes. And instead of Obama counting sheep, he's counting the national deficit. And if he's not counting the national deficit, he's saying, "George, how must I destroy today, George? Not on my clock, brother Obama Nation.
It's over.
Let me finish this. This is the voice that the American people have submitted themselves to. Written by a committee whose chairman, speaking of the new IRS agents, the new health care bill, written by a committee whose chairman says he doesn't understand it. So the author of the health care bill doesn't understand it, but you think he's like, I don't know, his last name Pelosi or something like that? Let's just pass it. We'll read it when we get it.
Come on.
Pass through.
You can trust us.
Yeah. Says he doesn't understand it. Passed by a Congress that didn't read it. Sounds like the Patriot Act. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they have our best in mind.
Definitely. That's why they're there. They think for us.
But exempted themselves from it. They approved it, but they forced it on us, which they haven't, folks, only if you submit to it.
That's right. They're attempting to do.
They don't understand the bill that's been passed because they didn't read it, but for some reason they knew enough to exempt themselves from it.
Yeah.
Let me go on. And signed by a president who smokes. You know, him and his wife.
Pretty healthy.
They want to make sure the kids are getting the right kinds of foods in public schools. I mean, don't practice what you preach.
Yeah.
You know.
Tobacco,
but if you do, who are you to judge me? And signed by a president who smokes, with funding administered by a treasury chief who didn't pay his taxes.
It must have been an honest
Geithner.
Mistake.
Yeah.
You think?
Christians shouldn't be exposing deception.
No.
Who are you
government. Are you kidding? No way.
For which by he himself taxed for 4 years before any benefits take effect, you will be America. Again, I say this. Tim Geithner didn't pay his taxes, but he's forcing you through the IRS. You're going to pay for it for 4 years before any benefits take place. By a government which has already bankrupted Social Security and Medicare. I trust them.
They got to know what they're doing.
I mean,
this is going to all come
Jesus
around.
Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Don't pay attention to that.
You'll know them by their
dark,
fruits,
slewy
that's
area.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go sideways, America. Let's not go forward. All to be overseen by a Surgeon General who is obese.
Really, pretty healthy guy.
He's a big dude.
Knows a lot about
health. He's
healthcare.
The guy in Dairy Queen that orders 3 cheeseburgers, 2 chocolate malts, and a Diet Coke. And financed by a country that's broke. Oh, but don't worry about it. Our friends China's over there looking out for the best interest of the American people. But America, this is the voice that the American people are putting up with. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you the answer. Amos 6:3 says this, "You that put far away the evil day and cause the great seat of violence to come near, the violent seat comes near, America, because you do nothing." You have Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back. And it's just starting, folks.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, the number's 1-866-233-0747. Just had a gentleman call in, and I think he needs deliverance. We don't want those kind of people calling in. We want normal people. If you don't if you disagree or you agree, that's fine. But not the kind of people that
just
need deliverance.
Normal.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Rebuke you.
I was just talking about the letter that the American people have submitted themselves to, the Voice of America. And I said we would show you the problem and then bring in the answer. Mm-hmm. I promise before the show we will bring in the answer. I promise you that. But let me paint this picture. Right before the break, I was talking about what's happening, what's the problem. The problem is America has allowed presidents to become tyrants with the use of policy because subjects have become rebels from their principles. Harold said again, presidents have become tyrants in this country with the use of policy because subjects have become rebels from the principles, from their own principles. In other words, they don't take the time to read the documents that our forefathers established. I said this on the documentary, which is coming up, and we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. America, the problems didn't start in 1776 in our country. They started in 1960 when the American people went to sleep. When the Supreme Court began to commit oligarchies against the American people, that means where few rule over many. For example, prayer in 1962 was removed because 3% of America didn't want it there anymore. So the 97% let the Supreme Court do that, and they weren't enforcing law. They weren't going back and digging up precedents in the how many gazillions. No, they set a new precedent by saying now it's unconstitutional and illegal. And when America let them do that, all of a sudden they said, we want to be God, and you're going to listen to us through policy, and we're not going to listen to God's laws. And I'm going to prove that to you through the process of today's show. I said also in Amos 6:3, you that put far away the evil day. In other words, some of you people out there just think, it's never going to happen.
Never catch up.
It'll never catch up. You people are the reason that the seed of violence comes near to us. For example, back in the day with Hitler, nobody took him serious. They kept letting him do what he wanted to do. Once Hitler was in power, he began to establish through czars unlawful power, basically wielding power over the German Constitution by throwing off the Constitution after he violated the Constitution, invoked his own people to commit a war, so he attacked his own Reichstag, blamed it on the Poles, brought him to war, had enough turmoil there where he could begin to eradicate all of his opposition in Germany, and then force 80 million people to do his biddings because nobody took him serious. Everybody laughed about it. And now 80 million people in Germany, at least 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 years ago, they've been embarrassed for what they've allowed ever since then. And now it's happening in America, and America thinks it could never happen here. Yet if they would look right under their noses, that's exactly what this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, and the administration before that has been doing by overthrowing your Constitution by any means necessary, regardless if you want to believe it or not. My documents tell me what the problem is, and we see the seed of violence coming towards us because the American people consistently say it can never happen here. It'll never happen here. Yet it's happening every day of the week. Let me give you another one. Proverbs is awesome, by the way. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. Let me say this. You have to firstly define the word wicked. Wicked in God's eyes, read the book of Psalms. David talked about the wicked all the time. They were the ones that were in the congregations. They were the people that knew to do right, yet they did nothing about the wrongs. Do you understand? Okay, so we just defined wicked. They were the ones that knew to do right, but they did nothing about the wrongs. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. So, America, who's the wicked? If you see an administration continuously violating the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the land, and they are playing above the people, such as demigods, rather than subject to we the people, you have a problem. You are to, by God's commandments, deal with that demigod. You are, by God's commandments, to deal by throwing off. Our forefathers said the same thing. By throwing off that such government that is not being ruled by its government. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows this and everybody's talking about it. So Proverbs 21:7 says this, the robbery of the wicked shall destroy you because you allow it. That's what's destroying you, America, is what you allow. Because you refuse to do judgment. Now, I'm going to give you the answer real quick. The answer is, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. You ain't going to do it by talk. You ain't going to do it with your money. Do you understand? You're going to only do it by standing up and resisting, obeying God, and resisting tyranny. The Bible teaches nothing but that. I'll say it again. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And I'm saying it in righteousness and, of course, lawfully. How do you do that? You go back to who you are and look at the foundations. Right before we ended last week's radio show, I said, what's the answer? Here it is again, America. You ready for this? Agitate. Agitate. Be relentless. Agitate. Frederick Douglass said rightly that no trouble, if there's no trouble, there's going to be no change. And this administration isn't worried about the trouble that it's causing. And what he's doing is illegal. And what you're doing is obeying by standing up against his illegalities. Who's the rebel, America? Who's rebellion? Who's in rebellion? I'm sorry. No trouble, no change. And I'll tell you how this came about. Frederick Douglass was asked by a young black student what he should do in serving his generation, and Frederick Douglass said to him, agitate. The word agitate defines out to be to cause to move with violence or sudden force, to upset, to disturb. So, America, the answer is this, agitate. Let me take it to the spiritual. What is the book of Acts?
Agitation.
I just brought you a carnal analogy to bring you to a spiritual analogy. The book of Acts was nothing but that. Bring the truth into dark places and you are just automatically agitating. It's been said in the book of Acts that the disciples turned the world upside down Well, if you look at Scripture in proper context, and if you have the heart of the Spirit given by the Spirit, you know that the disciples turned the world right side up, not upside down. So people say all the time, I don't know what the answer is. I'm giving you the answers.
I think that's the problem, though.
And by the way, it's interesting. I just had this week a guy, a joker, emailed me and said, it's time to lead. It's time to lead? What do you want me to do? I'm bringing answers in the power of the Spirit of God. I'm not intellectualizing.
I like that one.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I'm not intellectualizing.
No, you're bringing the answer.
I am.
Following Christ.
We're not talking about the problem. We're dealing with the issues at hand. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can do that is in the power of the Spirit. You can talk all you want. America, you have settled for talk over the last 50 years. And let me ask you, where has that talk brought you? And you look at an administration that's talking about revolution all the time and all his illegal czars around him. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're not asking you. They are agitating the righteous, not those that are asleep.
Yeah, and the thing is the laws are on our side. You have the tools. Let me speak as a son of liberty. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evidences a design to reduce them unto absolute despotism. It is their right. It is your right, America. It is your duty, America, to throw off such government. Talk avoids confrontation, which avoids agitation.
Okay, and I want to put it into perspective again. What kind of government are the American people to throw off, Jake?
They're to throw off those that will usurp their rights and go outside of their own jurisdiction.
Okay, so for me to throw that off or to resist that government, who's in rebellion, me or them?
They are, and it's up to us to hold them in check. They're not going to hold themselves in check. Absolutely not. A rebel will never hold himself in check and turn himself in. That's why we have the type of government we do, because the people can easily do so. Number one, they can impeach. Number two, they don't reelect. Number three, they keep them accountable all year long. But what people want to do, because they want to avoid the confrontation, because there's some confrontation involved in that.
Oh, there is.
And the easy thing to do as well, we'll just, because people think somebody else is going to take care of it.
Well, that's what I sent them to D.C. to do. They'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And then they go about their own thing. Nobody's taking care of it. You have to take care of it. And if everybody carries that attitude, it's always going to be taken care of.
I just had a lady this week. She heads up a tea party, I believe, out in Elk River area in the state of Minnesota. And we were talking back and forth. She goes, this is my find. This is where I'm at. I love doing what I'm doing. She goes, but Bradley, the problem is finding foot soldiers. Those that will actually stand up and do the biddings.
Yep. Yep.
You know what we're noticing, too, and I brought this up a couple months back. It's the women that are doing the fighting.
Yep. Plenty of people enjoy the liberties, but when will they fight?
You got it.
To restore them.
I don't know.
To maintain them.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back real quick with a representative from the state of Minnesota talking about the gay marriage amendments.
Mr. Paul Gazelka, Senator Paul Gazelka.
We want to straighten that mess out as well. So come right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
I feel like headbanging.
It really is. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, the number 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to give you a heads up real quick. As promised, we actually broadcast live last week on Channel 23 and this week. And for the next 8 weeks, from this point on, we're going to be airing My War, the documentary. And without getting into all of the details right now, check out mywartrailer.com. Again, it's mywartrailer.com. And check out the trailer. It's a national trailer right now. How many people have we had locally come?
We've had over 1,000 people come through to the different parts 1, 2, 3, 4 we've previewed out in different movie theaters throughout the state of Minnesota, and there's still many more to come. So stay in touch with us at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No, in the thousands. Yeah. It's mywarfilm.com. Let me say it again, mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com. You know when you listen to those commercials, sometimes they go, mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com, and I hear them say it again. It's like, dude, you say it again. I'm like,
mywarfilm.com.
Say, America, listen to me. Say it with me. Mywarfilm.com. Maybe we should get a boom, boom,
get a beat.
Boom, mywarfilm.com. Mywarfilm.com. Mywarfilm.com.
Mywarfilm.com. Mywarfilm.com.
You know what? Now, if this is in the 80s, we've all been beat up by white people.
Really?
Yes. It's that bad.
My brothers.
Go ahead and take Paul, Jake. It's all yours.
Mr. Paul Gazelka, Senator Paul Gazelka from the state of Minnesota. Paul, thanks for being on the show today. We want you to cover this topic of the marriage amendment that's going on in Minneapolis. There's a lot of folks, and I would speak to that demographic of people as the immoral crowd. A lot of folks don't want to see this happen. Paul, thanks for being on the show. Can you give us some updates here from the state legislature here in the Minnesota area?
Yeah, Jake, I would be happy to do that. Yesterday we had a committee meeting on the defense of marriage. I would not call it the gay marriage bill. It's really a defense of traditional marriage bill.
That's right.
And, it's been batted around in the legislature for a while. 1997 was the first year that we actually needed to confirm in statute that marriage was between a man and a woman. And even though, frankly, throughout our society, it's been just known that that was the definition. But over the last series of years now, though, activist judges around the country have just arbitrarily thrown out those marriage laws and said they were unconstitutional. And in fact, as near as Iowa, within the last 2 years, they threw out their marriage laws. So we have decided that the best course of action is frankly to bring it to the people of Minnesota and simply say, do you want marriage to be between a man and a woman only? And we feel like if this is going to be a choice, and the choice is either going to be made by a few judges, a handful of legislators, or the people of Minnesota, and our preference is let the people of Minnesota decide. And so we believe this will pass the House and Senate, and then it would be on the ballot in 2012. And between now and then, the people of Minnesota will be invited to have a conversation and explain why or why not it should remain as it is.
You know what I love about this, Paul, is that you and your colleagues that are in support of this are not scared of anything. What you're saying is, hey, let's bring it to the public. What is the public going to say about it? You notice the other side, and I'm talking about the immoral crowd, because what they want to do is legislate away law, create policy, and through that they can create new rights that never existed. Common law defines marriage between one man and one woman. We have a common law tradition that was here long before America was here. We ratified it into our Bill of Rights, and now we're sitting here listening to judges saying, well, that's not law, it's unconstitutional. The people will speak, Paul, and this is one thing I want to point out, too. From a constitutional standpoint, we are a republic. Our government in all of our states, we are promised a republican form of government, a republic. An empire of laws cannot change. Now, what I've seen happen is because the church laid down, if you will, and those that are supposed to be moral in society laid down when they said that, well, the judge said that sodomy was okay. Sodomy laws are unconstitutional. That was the first infringement upon the law. Now we've had to back up and kind of play defense here. I am glad for what you guys are doing, but I want to say that it's kind of our second ruling. We've taken too many steps back here. Now we've left it up to democracy to choose. Now what we're saying is if a majority of people decide that that marriage should be between one man and one woman, then it's okay. If a majority of people don't decide and they vote against it, we've already lost, though. The republic principle here in law, in common law, is that marriage, of course, is between a man and a woman. End of discussion, end of debate, no legislation, no putting it on a bill. It's just how it is. We can't change that. I support what you're doing down there, Paul, because I believe it's right. And I think that the people, as they get behind you and they start to realize where law comes from, it comes from God, that they're going to start to say, hold on a second, we're not just going to stop here with the amendment defining what marriage is because some people are confused and there's not very many of them, but boy, they're very persistent. So we lay down the line there and then we take another step forward and we restore the law that we've allowed to fall down. So I applaud you guys on what you're doing and the steps that you're taking for it. How do you feel the momentum is for the people in support of what you all are doing down there, Paul?
Well, we have done some polling within the last 6 months or so, and first of all, on the question of whether or not people want to vote on this amendment, it's around 75% or so that want to have the opportunity to vote.
They want to be heard.
It's a lower number that actually want to vote for it. But in the end, it's hard to predict whether that number is accurate or not, because there certainly are groups of people within our society that believe that it should be between a man and a woman, but they are concerned about being labeled a homophobe or bigot or whatever. And, the Christian perspective should be a combination of truth and love. And, any Christian that believes, that marriage should be between a man and a woman, it's not from being a homophobe, it's not being a bigot. you know, it's somebody that is very compassionate, generally, that I've found, but also has limits to what they think a society should live by.
You got it, because ultimately, if we go, the Christian that you're talking about, listen, I believe in redemption. I am a redeemed creature. I'm a redeemed human being. And I believe that any homosexual can be a redeemed human being. But when it comes into lawless action, it's our duty as Christians to know what the law is and act on it. What good is the law if we don't bring injustice? And if we turn a blind eye to justice, then we allow encroachments upon the law, and pretty soon there'll be no more law there to protect. Paul, can you let our viewers know, or excuse me, our viewers, I'm thinking TV, because we were just on TV this Saturday on the CW Channel 23. Our documentary is airing from 12 to 1 Central Standard Time. That was my plug. Paul, how do people follow this? How do people follow this law as it goes through your Senate chambers and it goes through committee and it eventually gets placed on the docket? How can we get people in touch with this and supporting this and Twittering it and Facebooking it and things like that?
Well, the to go on Senate, the www.senate.mn or house.mn. In the Senate, the chief author, Ray Warren Limmer, and in the House, it's Steve Gottwald. And you'd have to look under his bill number. You can look it up. I think it's like 1138, but something like that. And then what you have to do is, somebody's calling in, I apologize, but what you have to do is then followed that way. It will be heard again next week, and we likely will have the debate on the Senate floor and maybe the House floor as early as late next week.
That's right. So we don't want to complain about what we tolerate America. If you're in the state of Minnesota or outside of the state of Minnesota, because I'll tell you what, the activists fly them in from all over the country. They fly them in from New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. But what I'm saying to you is let your voice be heard. Don't just complain about what you're tolerating. We need to support guys like Paul Gazelka, Senator Paul Gazelka here in the state of Minnesota, Senator Warren Limmer, and all the other senators that are out there right now supporting this bill. Again, Paul, thank you so much for being with us today. We've got to run here, but you can check them out on the Senate website here in the state of Minnesota. That was Representative Paul Gazelka. Thanks again.
No, I think that was a great point. Everybody's glad now that I'm back.
That's right. Where did he go?
Thank you, man.
Another guy quit rambling on.
You know, I thought it was a great point that you brought up, the fact that we're not a democracy. That was exactly right.
Yep.
Why are they taking a poll?
Mm-hmm.
What? Hello? Where did those rights come from?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
And then you hear, folks, isn't this interesting? Here we go again. We have the conservatives that they're afraid they might be called
homophobes.
Oh, no, I can't tolerate somebody calling
me
names. Or how about bigots? Oh, no. Or how about you haters? No, just do your homework, you little genteel ones, and read your law, and you'll find out who's doing the hating.
That's right.
It's not you. It's them.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. See, now, if you knew your ground to stand on and you were born of the Spirit of God, you wouldn't be worried about what people were saying about you.
That's
they
right.
did it to Jesus Christ. Are they not going to do it to you?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus stood there in front of his disciples after the resurrection, and he said, as my Father sends me, so I send you. They're going to hate you without a cause.
That's right.
They're going to call you evil. They're going to call you wicked. Why? Because you uncover their darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Jesus. That's not me, Bradley. That was a different time.
Jesus has a new plan for us, and we're not supposed to agitate.
The robbery of the wicked is destroying you, America, because you refuse to do judgment.
Right.
You were down there yesterday on accident.
Yeah. Well, we were down there because we were talking
to the state capitol in Minnesota.
Right. We were talking to our legislators, and we were talking to the House of Representatives and Senate. And then all of a sudden I went downstairs to see the hearing that was going on. So I got a chance to just sit and observe for a little bit. I couldn't get it active because, boy, would I have loved to. But they had the doors shut, and the security guards were around. Would have been a blast. And they had certain amounts of people, and then they had an overflow room in there, too.
That must be that transparent government they've been talking about for
yeah.
a long time.
Well, I think in this particular case, there wasn't enough room because so many people were down there to try to crowd
sure.
it in. But there was times where you could share testimony and whatnot, but I'm just thinking to myself as I'm observing this here, is we've debased ourselves to rely upon democracy to uphold laws that don't need us to uphold them.
Yeah.
They just need to be brought into force.
Yeah.
And so we come back, it's kind of like...
But we can't be unfair to people that are breaking the law, Jay.
That's right. Isn't that crazy?
And if we enforce the laws, then they might call us homophobic. They might call us bigots. We can't live with that. Oh, by the way, America, just so you do know, in Iowa they stood up and removed all three judges.
That's right.
Oh, were That's they afraid the about being called homophobics or haters or bigots?
They did.
Let's get it right and get off the defenses. We'll be right back. You got Bradley and Jake.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, one of the things that I was going to bring up was my war played again today. As a matter of fact, where is that letter that we got? Here.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 23 in the state of Minnesota, we've been playing my documentary called My War, Which America Is Our War. I'm just spearheading the whole mess is all I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I leave the results up, and it gauges us as to how the people respond to our war. I got this one from Randall. I'll tell you his first name. He said, just wanted to drop you a note and say a big thanks for doing what you're doing. I was sitting on the couch today staring at my bass guitar and amp and channel surfing at the same time. I was really bored. I didn't like watching TV. Well, as I was flipping channels, I saw the dude with long hair talking about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well, it got my attention, so I watched the program and have to say, it was awesome. I can't wait to see next week's program, and yes, I will tell others, Godspeed. And this is exactly the response of everybody that comes through My War, America, Our War. If you'd like to check it out, please do mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com. Next week on Channel 23, we're going to be talking about, actually, I'm going to be doing an expose on the media and the homosexuals here in the state of Minnesota. They had the audacity to bring in some political associates and then tie us together as best buddies. Gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer were pulled into a local agenda, and how it started was I was warning the homosexuals homosexual communities about the Muslim threats towards them, and they turned it on me. If you haven't heard about the Target protests, I think there was like, what, 10 people nationally that protested Target, but the media picked it up and kind of pushed a, you know, put a little weight behind it. Mm-hmm. I think there was maybe there's 11 or 12.
Yeah, with pink shirts on.
Yeah. And so in saying that, you'll get to see that next week. But again, we're exposing them for their lies towards the righteous. And so next week on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can go ahead and check that out. We'll also be talking about who we are as a republic, what our public schools were teaching during the foundational years up to 1962. We'll be talking about a girl that was in a car accident. For those that don't understand in this country, not to drink and drive, it's horrific. It's a powerful story. That will be next week. And we'll also be talking about the dangers of antidepressants and more bad press out of Arkansas. You'll actually see this guy walk right down during my assembly, and you'll see up on the screen I was teaching the constitutional, and when he went to the papers he was saying that I was being anti-American. You guys can check it out. War next week. And we also plan on taking this across the country, America, so it's time to start getting behind what's going on. America's looking for leaders, folks. We're not applying to be leaders. We're just doing what needs to get done on the behalf of our posterity. So do join us and be a part of it, and let America know that we do believe who we are, and we do believe in the God that established our country back in 1776. Enough of this nonsense, yeah?
And we're willing to act on it, too. And, folks, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we've
Jake, when you said act like that, you said that almost like an authoritative way.
Am I getting more authoritative?
I didn't like that. If you could just pull back a little bit. Yeah. It was a little too sharp.
Because I need to work on, I know, if I ever run for legislature, I've got to be careful that I don't offend anybody.
Anybody.
Because it's not my job to uphold the laws. It's my job to make sure that people don't feel bad about themselves.
If you want me to be your campaign manager, then you better just take it easy.
Yes.
Don't say what needs to be said.
Okay.
Never agree with one specific individual in the room, because if you do that, you lost the whole deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get
so
that? A little bit duller.
I need to follow the consensus.
We don't need the steak knife. We need the butter knife.
That's right.
Okay.
Butter knife. You can spread more things that way then, I guess, right?
Right.
Butter?
Sure.
Butter knife?
Yeah.
So if you want to follow us on Twitter, we've been lighting up the wires these past few weeks. Folks are going to get little chewable nuggets, and Bradley's been shooting them off constantly. You can find his at BDeanMyWar. That's Twitter, BDeanMyWar. Now, you can follow mine, which are not as energetic or enthusiastic.
Well,
they're a little more boring.
Because you're a constitutionalist, Jake, and when you're a constitutionalist,
it's boring and slow.
How do I say this? Okay, so
Constitution JM.
No, it's like this, okay? So you got Joe Lewis in a ring, okay?
The Brown Bomber?
Yeah. And then you got Pee Wee Herman in the same ring.
Oh, yeah.
Are we live?
Pee-wee.
Carrie, are we live right? Dude, you are the best in the world. No. Jake, you're a constitutionalist. Jake is a teacher. That is his forte. Listen, if you want to know what something says, you just ask him, but make sure you're on the line with us for 15 minutes before you get your
time,
full answer.
Though. That's right. Give me
That's
some time.
Not me. I'm a PowerPointer. I'm a puncher. I'm a let's bring the hammer down kind of a guy. And you're not that. So in saying that,
you need to check out our Twitter accounts.
BDMyWar. So don't belittle
yourself. Or Constitution JM.
As a matter of fact, Jake's wife's looking at me right now. I'm tired of you belittling yourself on this radio show. Listen to me. Look at me.
But I was going to run for office, and I have to belittle myself, don't I?
Listen, it's not your job to do that. It's mine. Okay? Do you understand? Okay, so do not belittle yourself ever again on this radio show.
That really hurt when you just smacked me.
Oh. You make radio worthwhile to me every week.
That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
My War television series, folks, the CW Channel 23 here in Minneapolis. You're going to want to check this out. It's been awesome. We've gotten a lot of response even today from this.
Yes.
So from 12 to 1 Central Standard Time. And, folks, we've got this on our website, too, the My War film. I know you talked about it. We've got another premiere coming up here, and they're going to be going up throughout the whole state of Minnesota. So, folks, call in if you want more information on this.
Hey, folks.
Host a My War premiere.
As a matter of fact, let me put the plea out there to you, because we're family, right? Had a guy the other day say to me, man, you just browbeat people. Where's the love in that? No, I browbeat because I do love.
And you stick around.
You don't have the option of not understanding no the second time. It might cost you your life. Hello.
This nation, that's right.
But here again, if you watched My War today and you're not flaky,
Yeah.
And you're not a prophet of Zor or something like that.
That needs deliverance.
That needs deliverance. Go ahead and give us a call. Please do. No, seriously, if you did watch my war documentary today, folks, give us your two cents. Tell us what you thought. Tell us what you felt. Tell us what you liked. Don't tell us what you didn't like, because we don't like that here. We don't play that on radio at all.
We'll browbeat you.
Here it is again. I just got it. Zor just called again. Okay.
Prophet Zor?
Yes, we've had this guy call that we have to deliver on the radio, so we're not taking him up. We're not pulling him on. And I'm having a little fun here. But again, we're telling people who we are, and we're not talking about opinions. You know, if I was talking about opinions, we'd have 15 lines lit up right now.
Yeah. What is your thoughts on this for the day?
I do care about family, though. For those that have followed Sons of Liberty, for those that are new listeners of Sons of Liberty, and you're listening today because you watched My War, I would love to open the lines up to you. The number's 1-866-233-0747. My goodness. The first hour is almost over with. We're going to roll over to hour two here in a couple minutes. Again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747. One more time. I'm just seeing if you're going to turn the channel on me, folks, is really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to add you to, I'm totally playing. 1-866-233-0747. Now, if you didn't hear that the first three times, can you start rapping some, kick me some beats, do? 1-866-233-0747. Now you guys know why we have sold 40,000 albums in the five-state area. Incredible. You guys, you don't even... Oh, now the lines are lighting up. No. I don't want to hear any
rapping.
Compliments. No more compliments on a rap.
Stop that.
I'm
enough of the flattery.
I'm fed up with it. I really am.
What's credit to me now?
Your thoughts on this, Jake, real quick.
I think...
Before we go to the next hour, I want you to hear this again. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Because they refuse to do judgment. It also says in Proverbs 28, they that forsake the law praise the wicked.
Yep.
But such as keep the law contend with them. And then it says, evil men understand not judgment.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are is that the answer is right there. It's in judgment. What good is a law if nobody's going to enforce it? And I think a prime example is on this one issue and so many different issues. What we do is we say, well, when the government comes up with another idea where they power grab more power and more infrastructure, for instance, in education or in the way that they're taxing with Obamacare and things like that, well, it's a good idea. No, the law is on your side, America. Those of you that will stand for the law is there, and you have the tools. But all that is worthless unless you act. And because you refuse to act, you'll suffer the repercussions of what you hate.
Jonah 2:8 says, those that forsake their own mercy.
Uh-oh.
They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy.
Right. And here's the lying vanity, isn't it? Somebody else is going to take care of it. It won't hit us. Surely I won't suffer the repercussions of my choices. And then you forsake your mercy.
So you liked it.
I loved it. That was good. Therein lies the answer.
I'm going to step out again. We'll take that call right after this break. We got some calls up here. We got some from Texas.
Texas. We like Texas.
Texas, yes. We'll take a call from Texas. I wonder if they're like they want to call in and rap.
Maybe
it's a
cowboy.
Cowboy.
A cowboy rapper.
What about like G Money Funk Master Good?